Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. I just want to say, every time I say that, I get this big smile on my face. So I think that's a good thing that I'm almost 100 episodes into this podcast. And when I do my introduction, I'm smiling. I think that's a very good thing. Now, I am doing this episode literally in my pajamas. I haven't showered. I've done nothing all day. And we'll get into the astrology of that and what's happening today and why it is important. But first, I want to remind everyone, please, if you want to help on my podcast, you know, if you feel inspired, if this helps you in some way, please send it to someone you know. Send this episode, send a former episode, whatever, just send it. And that's the best way you can help me. And thank you for everyone who has supported me, especially on 100 episodes, almost. This is going to be my 99th. And then the following one will do 100th. I'm kind of figuring out what I want to do for that 100th episode. I'll probably do one about what happened over the last 2 years with my podcast, the transformation, and I'm thinking about bringing someone back from the original, a client, to do the 100th episode. So we'll see. We'll figure it out this week. But if you listened to last week's episode and you waited and listened the whole way to the end, and some of my listeners gave me some awesome feedback, so thank you for that. I talked about changing my social media. I've changed everything over to Cosmic Colleen, but my Instagram, which is where it all began, and it's the Hair Healer 1111. And it might sound silly in a scheme of things, right? Because it's just kind of the social media identity, which isn't really anything. It's something that we project, something we help, but it is a huge part of me in one way. And it kind of sounds silly, but I've been really thinking and tossing around changing the name and really changing this brand I kind of tried to build for the last 2.5 years. It's hard to, the reason why I wanted to change it, and I've been feeling it since I changed the podcast, whenever that was, I think back in January or February, is that I didn't like being held to the title of the hair healer anymore for various reasons. I felt like I'm such a dynamic person. There's very many layers, and I felt that as I projected myself out there, people kind of, it put me under one umbrella, right? It put me under the healer umbrella. And if I ever posted or projected myself in any way that wasn't that, you know, I felt like I got some scrutiny because people had that expectation. So even though a healer part is a huge part of me, you know, so is a funny part, so is an astrology part, so is a sexy part, you know, and it kind of felt like it in, and what I'm doing and what I believe in with hair is much bigger than the hair. And so I'm pretty sure I'm going to switch to Cosmic Colleen. I don't know how it's going to lay out on Instagram because I don't know who has that name, but it's right now Cosmic Colleen on TikTok, you know, my new TikTok, and it's just one C in the middle between Cosmic and Colleen. But I think, wow, one of the things I'm going to talk about today is Saturn stationing direct. Saturn's helping in my workhouse right now. So I think that that is going to be a positive shift. So how's everyone feeling? Week 2 into Mercury retrograde. If you're wondering, when is this going to end? Please, Colleen, tell us when this is going to end. Next Monday, it stations direct. So, you know, 1 week of a little chaos, but honestly, I think the worst of Mercury retrograde has already happened. We had a lot of harder transits the first 2 weeks, you know, the first week and the second week. We had a lot last week. I talked about on that episode. This week, we have a little more positive things. Even though the moon is in Capricorn today, we have a Venus sextile Saturn. While Saturn is moving direct, which is good, I think we're going to have a nice harmonious Mercury retrograde. Again, there's always going to be little mix-ups and little things happening here and there with Mercury retrograde, but I think the worst is over. So for those of you who have had a tough one or you know, feeling like, oh my God, I hate these retrogrades, the worst I think is yet, you know, the worst not is yet to come. The worst has already finished and we're going to be moving on and things will feel a little bit smoother, and especially with Saturn stationing direct. I'm going to talk about that, but before I do, I want to talk about a dream last night that I had. If you listen to my podcast, then you'll obviously probably believe in symbolism in dreams. Those of you who are listening to this obviously are into that world, right? We're into this world. So yesterday, and I want to know what you guys think, just message me or I don't know, maybe I just feel like telling about the story on my podcast because it really kind of freaked me out. I really don't remember a lot of my dreams. And this one really stood out. So yesterday morning, I was leaving the Capricorn moon. You know, he's happy. The moon's in Capricorn right now. The guy I'm seeing, I was leaving his house in the morning, and his wife passed away a few years ago. And she had a lot of like costume jewelry. She was extremely stylish, amazing fashion, and had a ton of jewelry. So him and the kids still are kind of going through some things. And there was like, he was putting some stuff away. And I was like, is that a scorpion in that necklace? And he was like, no, no. And I'm like, he's like, and I'm like, yeah, that is, it's this beautiful like amber heart shaped with a scorpion inside. I'm like, that is badass. That looks really cool. It's crazy. So then I come home, and last night I'm sleeping in my own bed, and I'm dreaming. And of course, Remy, my 5.5-year-old, came in at some point in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. And it was after that that I had this dream. I was in like an apartment complex living, or a townhouse similar to where I live now, but it wasn't my house. And my kids are sleeping in my bed in my dream, and I look over, and the curtain, there's this giant scorpion crawling up the curtain, and my hand, it's as big as my hand. And I go over and I just kill it. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this thing is gonna kill my kids, me, I kill it. I go outside and I'm amongst, it's no one I actually know in real life, but in my dream, I knew all of them, right? It was like friends, family, people in this complex I was living, and I was so disturbed and distraught. Because I did not know, because I was living in my dream, I was living where we live now in Philadelphia, and I was like, how the hell did this giant scorpion get into my house? You know, did someone let it in there? Is there something, like, what is that? And I couldn't figure it out, and it really disturbed me that I knew I was sleeping, but I was so anxious, my body was anxious while I was sleeping, I could feel it. And I woke up, and I, of course, went right to Google, and I Google it, and I... unfortunately, there is no good things about this dream, you know? There are a few things. Some say it means that there's some bad luck coming, but don't worry. Of course, they say the bad luck will shift. Well, we know that to be true in life anyways, but that didn't feel right. This one is what hit me. This one said that means that there is an enemy among you, you know, enemies among you and your work, your, you know, whatever. I don't really think family, but friends, things like that. There's someone, an enemy walking among you, and like to watch yourself, to just pay attention. And that hit me because in my dream, I was surrounded by all these people I knew, right? And I was so lost, thinking who would do this? Who would put this? Who would do this to me? Whatever it is. And it really struck me, and I thought about that. Okay. So then this is what brings me back to the necklace, which was freakier enough. I'm reading another article about it, and it said, get yourself a scorpion pendant necklace. Okay? I mean, can we, people? What are the chances? How often in your life have you come across a scorpion necklace? Not like a zodiac, but an actual, like, a scorpion inside a necklace, or like a giant shaped one. I have not. And then that night you have a dream. Now, of course, the Capricorn moon is trying to make logic and is like, well, you know, Colleen, you saw that first and this. I'm like, no. I think that was presented, you know, and then this dream is symbolization of that, because it just felt so real and so raw. I guess it was a good thing I killed it in my dream. That's what one of the things said, that I was like, I fought it, said it, one of the things I could be coming to the end of like a hard, dark time. I don't know. We'll see how that dream plays out. Maybe it won't at all, but you better believe I'm doing some protection stuff. I said to the Capricorn moon, I need to wear that all week. I was like, I just need that, okay, all week, because my dream told me that. Whew, isn't that weird? And it's funny because I don't work with dreams as much, but I can tell you a lot of truth and a lot of things have come to me in my dreams. And so I am, where is the enemy among me? If you're out there, you know, if you're out there listening to this and you're an enemy, stay away. I send you lots of positive light and love, and just stay away from me and everything. You know, I just send that back. That is what we have to do when we come across enemies or people that send us a bad eye, send us, you know, the evil eye is real. People have intentions. And if people can pray for you and wish you good things, people can also pray bad things for you and send them that way as well. So if we believe in the power of prayer, we have, in one way, we have to believe that it happens in another way, right? You can't have one without the other. So I always take protecting myself, protecting the ones I love from negative energy very, very serious. And I'm going to do a little bit of protection spell. I'm going to put some things out there to protect my family. I'm going to wear the scorpion necklace all week. But again, I felt like I had to say that on my podcast, because you never know where the hidden enemy is. So if you're listening, I believe in fighting with love and light. And I'm sending you love and light times a million, so far out that you never look in my direction again. Again, I know that probably 99.9% of my listeners are amazing and you know, genuine, but who knows? Nevertheless, okay, that's my rambling. That's for my week. Let me talk about what we're getting into this week. Well, today we have the moon in Capricorn, and the moon, you know, rules our children, our environment. It rules our fluctuation and fortune day to day, kind of our body, our innermost, you know, deep emotions. And so when it's in Capricorn, it's not always happy. It's you Capricorn moons listening are happy, but most of the time it's not the happiest place. It's debilitated, the moon there. So again, I woke up, my kids were cranky this morning and off and I was totally exhausted. The moodiness, I want to say, for the Capricorn moon, or just kind of feeling not doing anything, but the true exhaustion is coming from Saturn state, you know, stationing direct, which is good. But today, you know, yesterday into today, it's like it stops. When it starts to station the moon direct, it pretty much halts. And Saturn is a very slow moving planet that halts. So all of a sudden it was like, whew. For me, I told you, I woke up and I've been work, and Saturn's been in my house of work, my sixth house of work and strife and sacrifice and working hard since the conjunction, pretty much since the conjunction. Yeah. So I felt like all of a sudden I woke up and I wanted to do no work, and I couldn't. I didn't wash my face. I honestly don't even remember if I brushed my teeth, not to be gross. I've been in my pajamas. I didn't do my hair. I took a 3-hour nap, and I haven't done that in months. And I've been go for months. I've been even working Mondays, you know, Sundays doing it. And I just listened to my body. So if you're feeling that today, tomorrow, even a little bit of the rest of the week, like rest. And I want to say with this, it's almost like a lazy rest, because Saturn retrograde, we've been moving, we've been working, you know. Saturn is a planet of exhaustion, in the way of you just keep going, you know, until you finally get to the other side. You know, it's that last, you know, 20-mile uphill hike at the end of a journey. And when you get there, you got to rest right away. So wherever, you know, look in your whole sign house where Aquarius is, and see that is right now Saturn has been retrograding there. And that it's went retrograde right before my birthday, May 23rd of 2021. And when it slows down with some malefic planet like Mars or Saturn, often the retrogrades aren't as bad, right? You know, sometimes Saturn's something that takes things away. So when it's retrograde, we're often giving it back, or we're getting a second, you know, second look at it. It's a reversal of fate in some sort of way. And so I'll describe it in a little bit how it played out in my life. Right from my birthday, and I started to just kind of go on vacation and slow down. And I put the work in my career. For years, I've been doing hair now for 15 years, and this was the longest I ever took off. I've never taken off more than 5 days. I put the work in to financially get myself, and just myself, to a place where I could take off a total of, like, in the summer, a 4 weeks spanded of work. I never even dreamed of that. And it was like all that hard work that I had put in, and all the hours and the work and the salon and everything that I did, all of a sudden I was able to reap that reward. You know, retrogrades bring rewards. So it slowed down in one way, and I was able to just relax and see the fruits of my hard labor finally. I put in years of work, and I never thought, oh my God, I'd ever gonna be able to take a vacation I wanted, take my kids somewhere, and not have to worry about taking 2 weeks off, and it was there. So that was a beautiful way it played out. On another more kind of exhaustion way is, if you listen to my podcast a lot and throughout the summer, I had a lot of confusion of not knowing where to go in life. There was because it's also our house of work, and it's, you know, Saturn rules two signs, Aquarius and Capricorn. So Capricorn rules my fifth house, which is creative projects too. And it kind of was ruling that. I was like, where do I go? You know, you guys have been patient with me. What am I doing? And all of a sudden, you know, so it slowed down for me to you know, when Saturn will put blocks on things, you know, if there's a block there, it's going to remove a block. So it almost put a block on creating, and maybe that block happened so I can enjoy, but it put a block on creating. And then now all of a sudden, as it's stationing, or as it was building up to station direct, I started to feel like things are coming together again, like the change in my Instagram, the belief in myself, which way I'm going. So wherever Saturn is right now, remember, Saturn is a planet that restricts, it binds, it, you know, it's Kronos, it's death, but it also brings rewards and strength and a lot of things like that. So if there was a block happening somewhere over the last 5 months, you're going to see that block probably start to remove itself. You know, the general fluctuation of energy sometimes will feel a little stuck, especially because it's been doing this dance with Jupiter. So And I think it's still doing the dance with Jupiter. So there's going to be like a renewed sense of faith in something that Saturn is ruling in your chart with this stationing direct, you know, and things slowed down and now they're getting ready to speed up again. And we're going to be able to move forward. And it's like, oh my God, finally that breakthrough happened. Wow. I've been waiting for that. That breakthrough happened. We're going to start seeing that as it moves direct. So I'm kind of excited about that. Again, Saturn isn't something we see all the time day to day, like we will in the Mercury retrograde. Saturn rules a lot of bigger things. It rules the bigger picture, where Mercury kind of rules the day-to-day picture. And so there might have been some bigger things happening or the bigger theme of things, right? Again, my theme was around work and sacrifice, you know, and also rest, because the sixth house is also the house of illness. And I kind of wore myself, you know, where am I wearing myself out? Where am I giving too much energy? Where am I not? So I'm kind of excited about that. Now, to talk about the rest of the week, tomorrow we have the Capricorn moon. So remember, cranky moon, and it's going to be square Mars, which is like the angry, you know, hyped up, what a steroid uncle will say. The grandpa and the steroid uncle come home for Thanksgiving and they go up against each other. All of a sudden they're both drunk and they're both kind of just annoyed and fighting and everyone's wondering what the hell happened. That could sometimes be the theme of the Mars, right? So watch your words. Don't start arguing. Don't start yelling. Just if someone is cranky and you see someone, them feeling agitated, back down. That's always the best way to go. Believe it or not, it can be hard in the moment. Trust me, I used to like to scrap and I still can, but it's always better to create peace and back down. But with that being said too, we might have a little bit of adrenaline to want to like rearrange our house, our living space with the Capricorn moon or make a significant change, feeling that oomph. But generally, it's a little bit of a crankier day again tomorrow, similar to today. But then the rest of the week, we have this Venus sextile Saturn. So Venus, love, pleasure, beauty, joy, happiness. It's happy with Saturn moving direct. So I think that's going to, again, wherever Saturn is starting, wherever Saturn came and created a block somewhere, it's having Venus kind of happily move it out of that block in a swift way. So in one way, our general love or our energy around love should be pretty okay this week. It should be pretty sound. It should be pretty relaxed. Again, let yourself be lazy. Let yourself be lazy this week. It's kind of starting to feel fall here in the Philadelphia area. I don't know about anyone else. It's dropped down now to like 65 degrees. I love it. Yesterday it had that kind of rainy fall feel and the leaves were blowing and I was just ready to relax. I think we were all just ready to relax and calm down and just start to integrate into our fall winter modes. And remember, that is important. If you're dreading winter, stop dreading it right now. Seriously, it's that simple. Start making it like this is important. I used to dread winter, or I think I just got into the habit of learning to complain about it too, because everyone hates it here in the Philadelphia, the Northeast, way up here. We get winters pretty bad, but one time I had a client, Gina, and she was on, I think she's episode 17, and this woman can just stay in an amazing mindset no matter what is happening. Like, I learned so much from her. And she came into the salon and I was like, hey, you know, it was like a humbug February 1st day. And I walk in and she's sitting there and she's a big smile. And I'm like, hey, how are you? Sick of this weather. You know, I'm so over it. And she said, I've really learned to train myself to enjoy it. And I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that response. But I was intrigued by it because no one ever answers that way. Everyone always says, yeah, bah humbug. I agree. Blah, blah, blah. Winter. And she said, honestly, it's the first time in my life that in my year that I'm able to slow down. She's like, everything slows down. I can work on myself. I can relax. I can rest. I do the things for me, not so much for other people. And I just honor myself during that time. And I thought, damn, that's a good mindset. And it's so true. And I have made it since that. It's really stuck out in me. I think I even talked about it on that episode with her. I made it a point to remember and remind myself that of every winter. Like, shit, I love winter. Yeah, sometimes it gets old by the end of February and it's cold and dark, but it's the time I go to the gym the most in the winter. I meditate in the winter. I study all my things I like, esoteric things I like to study. I, you know, I take care of myself. I do all my self-care. I just, the general rest, because I'm not always in a hurry to run outside the door, is there. So I'm like, wow. Because honestly, as soon as the end of March kicks on, it's go, 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 go until January 1st again. And today was the first nap I've taken in a long, long, long time. Definitely for 7 months, at least probably since last winter was the last amount. And I thought, oh yeah, wow, it's starting to get there. Because normally if it's 80 degrees, I feel guilty I take a nap, or my body is just like, we need to go, we need to do, we need to, you know, go, go, go. So if you're starting to feel that winter blues, try now changing that mindset. Figure out, really understand that it is a way to honor yourself and line up how you can do that. Whether meditating, working out, just look at it. Remember, that is a time that your body is resting and needs the rest. Whew, that was a good episode. I feel good saying it. Now I finally I have to go get my kids from the bus. Hopefully their cranky little butts settle down and they had a good day at school. I hope everyone has a fabulous week and just rest. Rejuvenate, recharge, okay? And if you feel lazy, allow yourself to be lazy. If you feel tired, take a nap, eat lots of food. Just do lazy self-care. Thank you, everyone. I love you all, and have a beautiful week.